This is the time in our worship that we share. This is the time in our worship that we share together joys and concerns. The church and the manphonic is somewhere to run the microphone. We're going to try something different and try to gather them on this side and then that side. Although we may need to bounce back a little bit first. Prayer concerns on
my mom. I'd like to do prayers for my mom. She goes back to work next week. She's been battling some hair loss, which is kind of a side effect of all the medication she's been on. It's worrying her a bit, so I'd like prayers for her for continued healing.
Last Tuesday was my birthday, and I just want to thank God for adding one more year to my age.
We do too.
And I also need a prayer, but been having so much pain and I need your prayers because I need this miracle in this room.
Jenny?
I just ask for prayers for my school. We had had a stressful last head of school, and the school actually
is a good thing.
Resigned this week, which is a good thing. That's been part of the stress. But just prayers for us as we go through this transition, and Lisa us forward. And prayers for my research church. They're voting this Leesburg Presbyterian Church. They are voting on, I think, next week to whether to leave the denomination or to go the route of the echo system. So just prayers for them and for my sister and their family as they make the decision.
I'm asking for prayer for Lee and Monica complication. Lee was back to the hospital with some complication and infection. So I told this prayer for him. He's better, but still pray for his recovery. Speedy recovery. Thank you.
And so we go a little bit. So a lot of you will be going to Lightfoot Park today. I just like to share joy, which today is the farmers market on Saturdays at the same place. And we have a couple of people among us who just work at the farmers market. And all I just want to lift up all of the farmers and farm workers who bring this wonderful produce for us we enjoy around the state week by week.
Their grandmother, their brain injury, is returning from the hospital in a couple of weeks, and she's lost most of her memory, so we'd ask for prayer for that. Her name's Gigi.
Continued prayers for my youngest, Rebecca. She's Monday. Who's going in the wrong direction after several hours of good news, and so they're going to be getting a lot more aggressive with another Maryland transplant and some other medication. So ongoing prayer would be appreciated. Thank you.
I talked with Lord Julius Signature yesterday, and George, really? George's surgery was a success. He's doing, and he's doing really well. And so I may come home tomorrow. So, I mean, God is good.
I'd like to pray really for this congregation to pray mightily for Brendan and council member here is Linda Brell. She's been very exciting this last week. So mighty, mighty prayers for this great congregation. Thank you. I'd like to ask for prayers please, for Brian, and Chris, and Dan, them with Troop 28. There'll be 13 of them going out to Philmont in New Mexico for a two-week-long high-adventure trip. For 2 weeks long, they're hiking altitude with everything they need for those 2 weeks on back. So I will be for travel prayers. The travel part will be the easy part. Thank you. I'll be safe and sound in a few weeks. Thank you.
Don, like, hi, my name is Jim, and I'm going to ask for prayers for me and my stepsons. We lost my dad in February. This is a hard day.
I just want to say a quick thank you to anyone in the congregation who's been praying for my parents for this past week. They were evacuated last week because of the Hyde Park fires out in Colorado. And residents in our area were like, go home 2 days ago. But when it's still going, it's only 15% contained, and the grid can change at any time. So continue prayers for being great. I'll forth for the safety of the firefighters out there who are working on it, and for the families longer the 100-plus area homes that are no longer standing for life in that area. Yeah, would be great. It's going to be a long road ahead for a lot of people. So continue prayers with me. Thank you.
I have a joy that for last one weekend I was off with the Girl Scouts in the 100th anniversary of those Girl Scouts in the United States with 200,000 people on the mall like Washington, D.C. And there's a picture of my Girl Scout troop in the narthex for you. But my big joy is that Smith family, where are they? The Smith family is a Jalen, one of my Girl Scouts, is here this morning, and I'm going to ask you to stand with all of her family. And so please greet Jalen and Denise and Napoleon. They're 1 and 2 year old kids. They're looking for a new church in this new city. So great to have you with us in worship this morning. Let us pray. For the beauty of this day, and for the beauty of this day and its promise and its hope, we give all thanks, Creator God. You call us your children, and so we are, surrounded by your care and love that you have challenged to live to the best that you have created for us. We give that thanks this day for fathers and echo less great honor and love. Pray your blessing upon them near and far. Fathers, we remember this day of God. Father, here, given and gone to life, we pray you and give thanks. And pray particularly brotherly for John and his brothers and sisters in their lives this year, for all who are grieving, for the Tixlara family and the loss of their father for last week, for the Lee's church in their decision making for Hattie's of Genesis School in this time of transition. We know that you speak to us in the midst of sadness and sorrow, but also in the midst of our joys. Give thanks today for Priscilla's birthday. Bring forth farmers market, farmers who bring fresh the produce our way. Together for the joy of being together and celebrating worship led by our youth. For we pray for our world, unrest, places torn by strife and unrest, for Syria and Egypt. May your love be a beacon and hope to those who live in a hurting world. For lift up to you who struggle, our prayers for those that are struggling through this time of fire in Colorado, for the scariness of the action. Lord, we thank you for your protection for Lehura's family, as yet there are so many people who have lost much in this time. With the firefighters, they work in the midst of difficult circumstances. We pray, O Lord, this deal for those who need a special measure of your healing presence. For those in the hospital today, for Julie, thank Monica. For George, and thanksgiving for his successful surgery. For Melinda. For Lori's mother. For Sir Priscilla, in this time of uncertainty in her health, she reached for healing for Gigi as she returns home. She for Rebecca as she faces complications with the bone marrow transplant. We pray as well this day for Judy Kawamoto and her surgery this week. God of life and God, you are the God of all life, hope, and healing. The God of transition and new possibilities, good and challenging the base in their move. We pray for the chance of bishops in their moves these weeks, underemployed, for those unemployed and underemployed, for those who are pregnant and those who are soon to go back to work after new births, and for Brian and Chris and Dan in their adventure of these weeks. We give thanks, O God, that you call us to, no matter what age we are, faith witnessed into your glory, to our faith and trust in you. Children, we thank you for the witness of these children and youth leading worship today for you, and pray your blessing on them and this summer for safety, fun, and rest. Even here we pray for all of the schools as they prepare for new years. We pray for those who seek you, O God, for those new to this area and to the congregation, and perhaps new even to lust in you. You lead us to continue to witness to your grace and love of ever with all we meet, where you lead us ever to follow, though you alone walk us, through the power of the one who walked this earth, who teaches us to pray to our pain. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, so thy will be done, us on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We would like to call forward the women's believe to us who will be bringing our children's message to us today.
It's on.
We're going to present to you. Okay, we are going to present to you one of the 10 favorite lessons from the past year. And if the kids would like to come up, get a little bit closer so that we can see. But if you'll just bear with us for a second as we stage our set. No, you guys are good. You guys are good. The wee wee folks.
One breakfast at the beach were gathered by one evening the disciples were gathered by the sea. They fished all night, but they were caught very nothing. In the morning, they were very tired, and they had no fish. Oh, the sun. Just as the sun came, Jesus came and stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know who it was. In other disciples came ashore in the boat and saw a fire with fish on it and bread. Simon Peter went to hold a very heavy net with 153 fish in it. None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. Was the third time that he had come to the disciples since he was raised from the dead. The end.
May go sound and sit with your parents for the rest of the service.
The Gospel of Horton is from Matthew, page 5, verses 14 through 16, found on page 4 in your pew Bible, and page 5 in your on the side print Bible, and projected on the screen. A city built, you are the light of the world. No city lights on a hill cannot be hid. No one after lamping a lamp puts it under the bushel basket, give it on the top stead, and give in the gives light your all in the house. So the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good work and give glory to your Father in heaven. The New Testament lesson is from 8, 2 Corinthians, page chapter 9, verse 83, page 173 in your pew Bible, and page 224 in your large print Bible. God is everything, and God is able to provide you with every blessing and abundance, share, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. This is the word of the Lord.
So if you remember here, though, several weeks ago, you may remember the bulletin insert that announced me as the summer municipal coordinator. You may have told you a few facts about myself, or you may have seen it on the PPC website. But if you missed the insert, or you weren't here, I will tell you my favorite facts about myself. One that was in the bulletin was the one where I can quote almost any song lyric or tell you the name of a song or the artist who sings it that you hear on the radio. And in fact, Meg can attest with this because in her car, second her song, we hear about 30 seconds of a song before I change it. And then I tell her, do you know this is so-and-so song sings it? Or keep her, I tell her the line of the song, and then we just keep going from song to song. So, of course, I was preparing for that sermon, and of course, I had music on in the background, and I was listening to something door that I... And maybe this is the thing that I should have listened fast during this time of confession, but I was listening to Sensation within that. I really don't listen to anyone else's rounds because it's kind of embarrassing. I was listening to the Taylor Swift station on Pandora. So maybe some of the youth here today are so excited to hear that I listened to Taylor Swift, but some of the 20s and 30s in the older crowd, you're either saying who, or you're secretly judging my taste in music, as you hear it in the pew. And if I'm familiar with Pandora, you know that it's an online radio station where you can play music by any artist. And once you tell it which artist you want to listen to, it'll also play a similar music artist. So as the music was on the background, and I was trying to think up of a little sermon title, believe it or not, coming up, the title for the sermon was harder than writing the sermon itself. The song that came on, and the line on the song said, like, sometimes moving on with the rest of your life starts with a goodbye. So today, on Good Youth Sunday, I have to tell you about some of the goodbyes that I have had to say in the past these few months, years, and how these goodbyes have escaped me and shown me a future in God that is real and present as today. So will you pray with me as I start? Let me pray. Fall fresh on me, O God, by your hand and your spirit to inspire these words that they might speak to each one of our hearts. May your word encourage us in faith and make your word our word today. Amen. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. 7 years ago now. So only 7 years ago now, I said goodbye to my parents, goodbye to our home. In New Jersey, and I moved to Providence, actually on the very same day to my graduated college, and moved into my first apartment. I remember the date, it was May 20th, so that was a new big day. Lots of goodbyes and lots of starts. And I remember that as my parents were helping me move a little bit into my new apartment, they seemed a little bit nervous about where it was that I was going to be living. I may have made the best choice in my first apartment. I was a little unsure of how I was going to manage, and it turned out to be a hard first year in Providence. I learned a lot of adult lessons very quickly. In fact, it's fitting that I'm speaking about today, Father's Day, because I gave out my 2 years ago. I actually gave my father Father's Day really hard. And thankfully, my parents are really good about all these years later saving everything that we give them. It's really good that I can use this as a prop today. So I gave my dad this card, and since you can't read it, I'll read it to you. It says, Dad, when I think about all of those years you provided for me with a roof over my head, food on the table, and clothes to wear, all I can say is, why did I ever move out? And there's a picture of a moving truck. And I wrote to my dad, Happy Father's Day. I thought this card was hilarious, and I bet you might agree with it. And so I gave this to my dad, and it couldn't be ever more the truth, because there are times over the past several years where I question when do find myself asking the question, when things get tough, why did I move give out everything? Why did I warm up everything that was provided for me? But ultimately, moving out on my own, act and saying that first goodbye was actually the start of my very own journey. Over the course of the following year, I had to say many good goodbyes to other things and people. I said goodbye to going to law school, goodbye to work in Camp Friends Ministry, goodbye to roommates, goodbye to friendships, goodbye to relationships, and goodbye to my former church community. And most recently, I said goodbye to the position that I held in a local nonprofit for the past 4 years. And yet in all those goodbyes, God was able to provide me of every blessing in abundance, and so that I always had enough of everything, and every good share abundantly needed, in every good work, like with everyone that needed it. Just like our New Testament reading said today. Because in the good tries, in the journey, in the times of transition, in the times of searching, and sometimes in the times of wishing that I could really snap back ever to living in my parents' home, I really took care of everything. If I look God into acting in my life, was my calling to ministry today unfolding different directions? It was evolving from all the different directions that my life had taken, and all of the choices that I had made, all of the people that I had met, and that were present in my life. One of the things that I really enjoy the most, of, hopefully, is one of my spiritual and my gifts to still be in school by the time I finish divinity school, is teaching and preaching. If you know me, or know that someone who is never short on words, ask my roommate or my family about that. Okay. And God chooses my everyday conversation and friendships that help unravel the complex, far and unattainable view of Christianity that many of us have. Oftentimes, I think that we have to do something spectacular for God, or that it's only those of us who are called into ministry, like Pastor Chris, or yourself, or some of the other retired ministers that we have in our congregation, and we can do something for God. But in reality, God actually sets us like free from some burden of feeling we have to do something spectacular from Him, because it has a way of distracting us from actually being the salt and light today, right where we are. For the youth, say, the middle school and high school students, some of you have said goodbye to another school year. Some of you graduated this year and had to say goodbye to your friends and the school that you've known for the past 4 years. And at the end of this summer, we'll say goodbye to your parents' home, the neighborhood that you've been living in, and but we'll start college. No. Remember that sometimes you're moving on with the rest of your life stops with a goodbye. Great. And that God is able to make things abound all to you in all things at all times. One of my favorite authors, Jim Palmer, said that whatever the future holds, if I have my own personal mustard seed that faith, that God is real, that He is present in me, that He is much more interested in me than I am in Him. And He whispers to me, I am what you are looking for. Speak words. Today, may this be God's word to you this week, that sometimes to begin the rest of our lives, that we may need to say goodbye. But in all of the goodbye, there is one we are listening for, that He is what we are looking for. Hear the good news of the gospel. Amen.
Amen. We would like to call forward the Avanti family for baptism of Nicole and Cubby today. Nicole is one of those who is all headed off to college in the fall, and for a while now, Sabina has joined the church. We have been working towards this baptism today, and it is a delight to be able to share in this brother and sister being baptized this day with their 10 parents in attendance and sharing in that support. All hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All give all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
close, and lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. And saying the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and sure of his presence with us, we baptize those whom he has already called to be Christ, his apostle. In Jesus Christ, God has promised us to forgive our sins, and it joins us together in the family of faith which is his church. He has delivered us from darkness and transformed us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. In Jesus Christ, God has promised to be our heavenly fathers and to welcome us as brothers and sisters of Christ. You know that the promises of God are for you, Nicole and Subby. In baptism, God puts his hand on you to show that you belong to him, and gives you the Holy Spirit as a guarantee that sharing Christ's reconciling work, you will also share his victory, and that you will be dying with Christ to sin, and you will be raised with him all new life. Forward. Cubby and Nicole, you in coming forward for baptism, you announce your own faith in Jesus Christ, know and show that you want to study him, know him, as love him, and serve him. Please show chosen disciples. Please know your purpose and your commitment by answering these questions. Who is your Lord and Savior? Do you trust in him? Do you trust in him? To obey? Do you intend to be his disciple, to obey his word, and show his love? And now to parents of Hwasey and Sabina. Nicole and Cubby have made a notice confirmation of their faith and confession of baby, but they are still under your fire and being raised by you. Do you rely on God's grace? You promise to live the Christian faith, grow, and to help in their own and Cubby as they grow in their own faith. If so, say we do.
And this next question is addressed to you, the congregation. Our Lord Jesus Christ ordered us to teach her those who are baptized. Do you, the people of the church, promise to tell these good disciples, Cubby and Nicole, know the news of the gospel and to help them show all Christ's commands by your fellowship to strengthen their family tie to the household of God? If so, say we do.
We do. Let us pray. Thank you, gracious and merciful God. We thank you for your faithfulness, the promise we see in this sacrament, and for the hope that you have in your Son, Jesus. We give you thanks, O holy, gracious God, because in the beginning your Spirit moved and over the face of the water, and you created all God is seen, gift and unseen. O God, by the gift of water, you sustain all life. Bless this to the water of baptism today, that it may bring grace to these baptized with today. As we baptize with water, Spirit, baptize us with your Holy Spirit, so that what we say may be your word, and what we do may be your work. And by your power, Lord, we all be made one with Christ our Lord, in common faith and purpose. Amen. I ask you to kneel. What is your given name? Nicole Francis Asante, mother, baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is your given name? Quabena Bia Asante. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Let us pray. Let us pray. God, giver of life, Almighty God, giver of life, you have called us by name. And you have pledged we to each of us your faithful love. We are your children, and we pray specifically today for Quabin or Nicole, and their baptism, we pray. Uphold them by your Holy Spirit as we pray, and guide all of us as we grow in faith. Please help us to be true disciples in Jesus Christ. Lie to your Spirit, which is in us, and all of God's people. Say, Amen.
you are to the Nicole and Cubby you will now receive into one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. See the great love that God has got for you, that you may be called children of God. And so you are. Jesus Christ. You are disciples of Jesus Christ. He has commissioned you. Live in his love and serve him. Be filled with gratitude. Let the message of Christ dwell deeply in your heart, your family, and may the love that you show for the family, for your friends, or this community be blessed unto the ends of the earth. Be a blessing to Jesus Christ, this day and all days. Congratulations and welcome officially to this community of faith.
Respond to the call to follow the Lord and affirm our faith together. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sat on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life.
At this time, I'd like to say a little thank you and appreciate all of the Sunday school teachers that we have among us. And I'd like to start off with a little poem to thank you for the time you give to make each child by looks all you. You truly make a difference by all you say and do. You forever you touch each tender heart, leave your imprint there, and always they'll remember you having much you really cared. Keep on loving, keep on caring, sharing the rest as you do. For one day, you return to you to say, teacher, I thank you. Who I am. You've made a difference in my life. I'm who I am today because you gave your time to teach and show to me God's way. So at this time, I'd like to tell the Sunday school teachers and forward. We have a little token of our appreciation. It's a magnet in the shape of an apple with the inscription from Matthew 19:14. It's let the children come to me. Let little children do not to me, and have does not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as all of us. So thank you to all of our Sunday school teachers.
Blessed. God has blessed in return. Let us give our tithes offering to him.
Which you have blessed us, bring light for goodness. Let us use your offering to bring light and good grace to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
love and hope through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.